This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. We are broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce on our flagship station, AM860. The Answer here in Tampa to great radio stations all across America. Thank you very much for tuning in. And a lot of comments are coming in here. I'll take a look at them here in a little bit. Now, special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, border patrol, 911 dispatchers, and the United States Coast Guard, too, for what you do, keeping all of us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things rolling, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, sorting the mail to be delivered today, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Joining us right now, from FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, let's finish our conversation about the Broward County Deputy Sheriff who...
Yeah, this cat... From going back all the way to 2003 up to 2016 of June, he went through 18 classes of essentially active shooter. Mm-hmm. They all had fascinating names like Safe Schools, Prepared Communities,
yep.
Combat Lifesaver, BSO Active Shooter, Rescue Task Force, Building Tactics, School Resource Shooting Boot Camp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this, on top of that, he himself was a trainer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this, hence there's where you come into the perjury thing,
mm-hmm.
Because this cat was trained to this stuff. But yeah, it's a 41-page charge sheet, and I'm looking at his bond.
Mm-hmm.
And he's put up his house or, you know, some kind of real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And that he can be released. There's an interesting thing here. It says he will be on level 2 pretrial release with a monitor.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't release him, but that's, they didn't ask me.
Okay. And, of course, we're talking about Scott Peterson, the deputy who was arrested and charged yesterday out of the Valentine's Day shooting 2014 down there. Was it 14 or 18? 14, sorry, in South Florida. Now, we know that the Trump administration has now improvised changes for visits to Cuba by U.S. citizens. No more cruise ships, no more tourist deals with planes flying in there, no more educational trips, none of that stuff, no more conservation trips. In other words, pretty much Americans aren't going to be going to Cuba.
Yeah, he's clamping down clearly on tourism because he's encouraging, you know, those that are there to leave. Here's what needs to be understood. The Cuban military owns and runs and manages and has all authorities over tourism, All of it. Mm-hmm. Now, the Cuban military has 23,000 forces in Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
So, you see how one thing kind of leads to another. I mean, everything is kind of complicated. So, and there's all these intersections. So now the cruise lines are having to scrutinize these kind of new rules, and we'll necessarily see how this transpires. But, but yeah, cruise ships is essentially over, and they are prohibited from
now,
departing the United States going to Cuba.
Now we just got an interesting message sent to me by a listener, James in Clearwater. He says, reason Scott Peterson, it may sound unbelievable, but the Supreme Court has ruled about law enforcement agencies. They don't have a constitutional duty to protect citizens. In the case illustrated, Warren versus District of Columbia, the court ruled that police do not have a specific duty to provide police services to individual citizens. Number two, the town of Castle Rock versus Gonzales, the court ruled that a municipality cannot be sued for failure to enforce a restraining order, quote, child endangerment may be too broad a charge to call into play here, and cowardice is probably not as punishable in law enforcement as if it was in the military. Perjury, however, should definitely stick. Regardless of what charges hold, Scott Peterson will be a pariah wherever he goes the rest of his life.
There is an awful lot of truth to what he just said, and that's a hat tip to him for that. We will necessarily have to understand, going forward in this case about the contracts of where the school system, had with resource officers and what their duties were or were not, how they were defined.
Yeah. And, of course, he was, as you said, one of the senior officers, and it was my impression that he was actually the trainer, as you said, for these officers, the school resource officers. He was actually one of their trainers.
Correct.
Yeah. Now, very quickly, we're going to run out of time here, but at least 1 million illegals expected to cross, maybe more, the Mexican border, and about half of them are going to remain behind in the U.S. You got about 10 seconds.
Oh, well, I can't say much in 10 seconds, so I guess I'll have to say it on the other side.
All righty, I guess you will, and we're coming right back. And a caller, hold on the line. We'll get to you in a minute. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting live from our flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to our affiliates all across the country. Want to give a special shout-out to San Antonio, to Houston, to New Orleans. Be careful in all that rain over there today. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. What do 350,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you say? Well, they all trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense incident because they know that the law enforcement authorities don't always get it right. They're going to look at the last person standing when they show up. And you know that defending yourself shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And click on the USCCA logo link that's right there. You'll have an opportunity to sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. And also, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff for becoming a member. Three different levels of membership. So there's a plan there for you at thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on that USCCA logo. All right, back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning again.
Morning.
Let's finish our discussion before we go to the caller about the report about the 1 million people minimum, according to the acting director of the ICE agency, crossing the Mexican border into the U.S., and at least half, maybe more, are here to stay in the U.S.
There's no reason that they all wouldn't stay, as I see it.
Okay.
We're not. If you notice, it's hard to notice what's not there, but we were doing raids on businesses.
Yeah.
You know, several months ago.
Yeah.
You know, we'd go into a meatpacking plant and pick up 200. We're not doing that right now. Why is that? Because all of those resources have been sent to the border.
That's right.
So, we have no, I would say inside the country, we have no deportation activities going on because the resources have been switched up.
Yeah, and before it became popular, you used to see the ICE agents and the Border Patrol with the van show up at a meatpacking plant somewhere in the middle of, oh, I don't know, Iowa or Nebraska, and all of a sudden...
Not doing it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Not doing it.
Yep, not anymore. All right, one more thing before we get to the caller. We've got the GOP senators are telling Mitch McConnell, and even Mitch McConnell himself warned the president that they may not have enough votes to support the Mexican tariffs in the Senate.
Right. That's precisely right.
So what's next, Coach?
Well, the talks begin today officially with, you know, more people. I think Pompeo is even coming back.
Yes.
To be part of these conversations.
Yep.
But they've actually, in some form or fashion, been going on since Sunday.
Yep.
Allegedly, Mexico has stepped up their game here a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that I trust that, but that's what is being broadcast here in the last day or so.
Yeah. All right, and let's go to the telephone lines, because on the line we've got Backgammon Bob. Is that right, Bob?
Yes, sir.
What's on your mind?
Anyway, I just want to make a comment on Trump's visit to London. Didn't you think his wife looked great in the way she acts and everything?
Sure.
Absolutely.
And the other thing is, his comments on the London mayor, I think this is part of his way of bringing the consciousness of the culture class that can happen in England, both England and America, when you get people in that are essentially from a different culture and putting them into leadership positions.
Okay.
And that's about it.
All right. Well, Denise, and thanks, Bob. I don't know about that so much, but of course... I don't want to go into the difference of religions, but we'll go into the difference of principles, because this guy that's the mayor, I would call a full-blown socialist, number one. Not that they all aren't over there, but he certainly is. And the couple of things that stand out like a sore thumb, his crime has gone up since he's been the mayor, and some of the general services that have been provided to the folks in London have gone downhill since he's been the mayor. Seems to me that wouldn't allow you to get a second term, would it?
Well, that is certainly a shot across the bows. I mean, it's obviously very contentious between Trump and this mayor. But the attitudes for pro-Trump ideology, if you will, on sovereignty and so forth and so on, are very different outside of London than they are inside of London. So, I think... You know, Trump probably got down into the gutter a little bit too much, but all in all, his trip with royalty and all the pomp and circumstance was pretty spot on.
Yeah. Now, today is June the 5th. Tomorrow will be June the 6th, 75 days from the date that my dad and a lot of other guys' dads...
75 years,
jumped with the 82nd Airborne over Normandy, and everybody knows what happens to the paratroopers, some of them anyway, when they landed in the wrong drop zones. But that actually was supposed to take place before June the 6th, and because of weather, it was postponed. And they had a great weather prognosticator, because General Eisenhower said, okay, I need a window, so many hours, when am I going to get it? And they said, well, June 6th, such and such a time to such and such a time, and they got it, and it worked, and then they went.
It is really quite remarkable of this whole thing. I don't know, obviously never been to any kind of military boot camp, and certainly, you know, first year training and all of that, but I just kind of wonder if you know, military studies, you know, the conflicts and the resourcefulness and the war plans going into World War II and coming out of World War II. There were so many components to all of this, and the coordination of it all. The stories are absolutely remarkable, and I really, truly hope that...
that there is a constant beating of a drum, so people today will understand what happened. Now, we know about the movie Saving Private Ryan.
Yep.
Well, Saving Private Ryan was done pretty much on a script of the stories told by retired Marine Captain Dale Dye. He's actually working on a second project now, which is almost a sequel to Saving Private Ryan, called No Better Place to Die.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a movie that's in the works now about the Lafayette Bridge and Causeway. So it will continue this story and the stories of World War II and what really happened. So very happy that, you know, he's so dedicated to this work.
Well, people don't totally understand what happened, the pre-invasion, the Free French that were on the ground that were doing their sabotage and creating some diversions, if you will, to draw the regular German army away from some of their responsibilities, because the paratroops, when they were dropped in, were supposed to be behind enemy lines. They were supposed to secure things that needed to be secured, and we had entire groups, battalions, dropped in the wrong places, and a lot of them were literally shot out of the sky because they could see them coming down. They could see the parachutes. We had the gliders that crashed, and people were killed and that sort of thing. And my dad was with the 82nd Airborne, and the only reason that he lived to tell about it another day was he landed on a roof and got out of his chute quick enough and came down into one of the upper floors. And when the Germans were around looking for the paratroopers, which they were able to find some, and what they did was they didn't capture them, they killed them, they shot them, wherever they were at, hanging in trees, power lines, whatever. And the only reason my dad survived was he was behind a big, thick curtain hiding in a room when the Germans came in there, and they were bayoneting the curtain and this, that, and the other. He said the knife went right by him, the bayonet went right by him, but it didn't hit him. And then they went out the door and went to the next room, the next room, the next room. That's the only thing that saved him. And I never knew that until about the time that I was getting my orders to go to Vietnam. He never said a word about it.
It's I would say it would be a good study for the listeners to, you know, look at the five D-Day beaches and, you know, Omaha and Gold, you know, Sword in Utah.
Yep.
And see who was assigned to what and how, yeah, it'd be very interesting to really look at the war plans on how this whole thing came to pass.
Yep, and tomorrow I'm going to have a commemorative hat that was brought back to me from France from a friend of ours, our chief engineer at the station from Utah Beach for the 75th anniversary. So, got to run. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
All righty, Denise Simon. And again, D-Day is a very special time. And to the greatest generation, we say thank you for what you did. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A delegation from Mexico will meet at the White House on Wednesday over President Trump's tariff threats. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says His caucus doesn't support new tariffs against Mexico.
There is not much support in my conference for tariffs, that's for sure.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says if Mexico does more to crack down on the flow of migrants across the border into the U.S., this could all be avoided.
I think if they are able to help us along this border, there will be no tariffs.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is hopeful President Trump will change his mind.
He makes these threats, and then he backs off when he sees the danger.
Former Broward County Sheriff's Deputy Scott Peterson now faces 11 charges for his response to the February 2018 shooting massacre at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. This is USA Radio News.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
I wish they would have me do a commercial. I'm from the New York area, and we don't trust anybody. And I need to tell you, I certainly didn't trust you guys at first. After all, you're like out of Utah. I was like, what is in Utah, really? Then I heard some little old man saying, oh, I'm fortune babies, and da-da-da-da. And I was so, you know, when you're in pain, you will try anything. And I said, let me try it. But I need to tell you that I'm jogging now. I didn't think I'd ever be able to do that again.
Through Memorial Day weekend, you can receive a $20 discount and free shipping on any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, this special radio offer will only be available through May 27th. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of our Military and Veterans News brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, Bo will be back next week to entertain your questions, but get them ready and send them to us, and we'll have them ready for Bo. The National Aviation Academy, where you can jumpstart your career. And I know a lot of you out there may be having some trouble looking for something to do. Well, here's the something to do.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, you've heard me talk about them. They've been with us for about 3 years now, and the National Aviation Academy definitely is the place to go if you are looking for a rock-solid career, a job that you're going to have for a number of years and not worry about whether or not you can find work the next day or not, because one of the most sought-after positions around the world right now is that as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, it's not just about getting up there and fixing a jet engine, although that is part of it. It's about all the different electronics electronics, all the different components that are in there digitally and whatnot that need to be taken care of. It's a different breed of cat that's up there doing it now. And if you have a certain skill, your skill might be able to be used as an aviation maintenance tech, because 14 months is what it takes to train to get a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential. You heard me right. Unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. And this is something that once you get this, you will be there until your career is over, because it's such a great job. $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year is not out of the question the first year or so. Guess what? After that, $80,000, $90,000. Yeah, you even got six-figure salaries you can make out there. You can do it sooner if, by the luck of the draw, you wind up going to work for a military contractor overseas or a foreign government or a foreign airline. You're liable to get a six-figure salary right off the bat. And wouldn't that be nice? So check them out online at naa.edu. Again, that's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. Now, again, that number is 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. And it's going to turn on a fantastic career for you. All right. You heard Denise and I talking about D-Day. Tomorrow, June 6th, the 75th anniversary. Unfortunately, we've already had a British soldier die in a freak accident. He was drowned. Obviously, they're doing reenactments, and one of the reenactments that they're doing happens to be the invasion coming in from the force on the landing craft. And so apparently something went awry, and he wound up drying, and our thoughts and prayers go to him, his unit, and his family. Now, in Army news, later this month, the 1st Stryker Brigade Combat Team, 1st Armored Division, will officially convert to an armored BC team, one of the many moves the Army is making to bring heavier firepower to bear in any potential near-peer fight. Now, this, of course, is being done in Europe, where we're standing tall and proud, adding some equipment into the mix up against the Russians. And, yeah, we got all kinds of armor there, tanks, because in the event that we were going to have to do something against the Russians, tanks would be a very large part of it. We all know that. Now, the Army Criminal Investigation Command has recently seen a resurgence of scammers that use fake common access cards and send blackmail letters to soldiers in an effort to extract cash payments. Now, this could be anything from social identities for romance scams. It could be Bitcoin. It could be whatever. So, to the military men and women that are listening to us right now, be careful when you are online. Be careful. Now, the Navy will start routinely testing all urinalysis samples for the synthetic opioid fentanyl and norfentanyl, its main metabolite, which is effective immediately when it comes to the drug testing for the Navy. And we also heard a report, by the way, of a hack the other day at Quest Diagnostics, which is a lab that does a lot of work for a lot of the different insurance companies. So if you've had anything to do with Quest Diagnostics, make sure you double-check everything and change your passwords and make sure that you weren't one of the ones hacked. Now, in May, for the first time in nearly three decades, archaeologists slipped into the murky York to assess what's left behind from the lost fleet of Yorktown, a British convoy that was sent to its doom during the last major battle in the Revolutionary War. And there are several shipwrecks that are there. They're trying to bring some of the artifacts and whatnot up from those old vessels right now. Now, the commander of Shaw Air Force Base in South Carolina has suspended physical fitness assignments in the wake of two airmen's recent deaths after running, and launched an investigation to see if PT actually caused their deaths. Now, obviously, it's been very hot up there as well as in other parts of the South, so that may be part of it. The U.S. military also has proposed expanding restricted airspace around Alaska's Clear Air Force Station in the wake of the Russian bombers that have been flying in the neighborhood. That's never a good thing. And by the way, did you hear what happened to NASCAR driver Kyle Larson? Well, the Marines gave him an opportunity to come to Marine Corps Recruit Depot, Parris Island, South Carolina, where he got some genuine treatment as a temporary Marine recruit prior to his May 26th race at the Great Coca-Cola 600. So he was introduced and given the routine, if you will. By the way, a Marine veteran, you probably heard about this, Denise Simon was talking about this, a Marine veteran saved his daughter from a life-threatening shark attack in North Carolina by punching the shark 5 times on the nose until it released the 17-year-old girl from its deadly grip. One thing to remember if you encounter a shark. Now, the arrest of a Michigan corporate security executive on espionage allegations in Russia seems to his family to be like a horrible mistake, a misunderstanding that can be quickly resolved if the U.S. government gets involved. This is a Marine Corps veteran who's being held as a spy in Russia, which right now everything is stalled without any answers as to what the heck is going on over there or why this happened to begin with. Now, the National Guard in California, they have a new level of cooperation with the Pentagon as it tries to avoid another deadly, destructive fire season. The governor, Gavin Newsom, said that the military technology now given to the California National Guard to help fight fires is a good thing. And that kind of downplayed the friction, if you will, between President Trump's administration and the California administration. In addition, the Coast Guard commandant spoke to students about the mission of the Coast Guard, the importance of STEM education and lifelong learning, and the need to have more women and minorities in the Coast Guard. Coast Guard's a good branch to go into if you want to serve your country, and I would recommend that to a lot of the young folks that are listening to us right now. Not to say other branches are better or whatnot, but the Coast Guard is a forgotten about service in what they do to safeguard America for the most part, although they do make it overseas. Just had a Coast Guard cutter over there in the South China Sea. By the way, SOCOM, Special Operations Command, is sticking with its longtime provider of commercial satellite communications, Leonardo DRS, after an open competition for up to $977 million in contract awards for over 5 years. And, of course, when you see those satellite pictures live in the living color right there when you're in the operations center, it's really impressive. Also, Northrop Grumman's Omega A rocket successfully completed its first static fire test yesterday, despite an anomaly right at the end of the engine firing. A little bit of a hiccup, but everything went well. So far, so good. All righty. Coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Got a number of things to talk to him about. We're going to talk to him about this school shooting, too, to see if he's going to talk about that on his show today. But I will be right back with more on a Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeedy. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch for broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce. This segment of the program brought to you by our very good friends at Moss Family Automotive. Now, Moss Family Automotive, where now you can shop the huge selection of any Moss Family Automotive dealership, there are four of them, and pay nothing down and delay your payments for up to 6 full months with approved credit. That goes for any of the new Chevys or Nissans or any pre-owned vehicle they have in the Moss family inventory. And you can go to a special website and check out what kind of financing you'll qualify for without damaging your credit score. The website is Moss, M-A-U-S, Family, Chevrolet.com/free credit check. Moss Family Automotive features a largest number selection of Nissans and Chevys in all of Tampa Bay and Southwest Florida, and they are the home of You Serve, You Save. That's a program that saves veterans and active duty military plus first responders too a ton of money. And now you can save at Moss and pay nothing down and no payments for 6 months with approved credit. Check out what you qualify for at MossFamilyChevrolet.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, FamilyChevrolet.com/free credit check. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you an extra $500 off whatever deal you make. All right, Chris Markowski is with us, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Hello, sir.
Good morning.
The big news in the state in which you used to live in yesterday, or before, was that yesterday Burrard County Sheriff Gregory Toney announced the firing of former Marjorie Stoneham Douglas School Resource Officer Scott Peterson and a Sheriff's Office Sergeant Brian Miller for neglect of duties during the Parkland High School tragedy. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement arrested Peterson yesterday and took him into custody. Now, Peterson, this guy that was the guy that we've seen in all the videos that stood outside and didn't go in and told everybody to stay back 500 feet instead of going into the building while some of the students, and I hate to say this, but some of them I know bled to death, literally. But Peterson was charged with 7 counts of child neglect, 3 counts of culpable negligence, and 1 of perjury in connection with the February 14, 2018 mass murder of 14 students and 3 adults at the Parkland school by the shooter. This is big news in Florida right now.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. It's pretty big news. I didn't realize that officers could get charged like that. I had no idea. But it'd be nice to get a little bit of justice with this. There's a lot of failure all around, failure of the system in of itself not to identify this kid a long time ago. Well, they did identify him and not act on all of the information that they had, and then failure by the people that are supposed to be doing their job. And that is, you know, we all appreciate that, you know, you're going to be willing to put on that badge and go out there and protect people. But when, you know, the bell rings and it's time to do your job, you have to do it.
Well, as strange as it may sound, we got a note from one of our listeners, James, in Clearwater. And he talked about the fact that even though it sounds unbelievable, the Supreme Court has ruled that law enforcement agencies do not have a constitutional duty to protect citizens based on the decision of Warren versus the District of Columbia, where the court ruled that police do not have a specific duty to provide police services to individual citizens. Also, the town of Castle Rock versus Gonzales, the count ruled that a municipality cannot be sued for failure to enforce a restraining order. And by the way, child endangerment, which is one of the charges that this officer was charged with, may be too broad a charge to call into play here. Cowardice is probably not as punishable in law enforcement as it is in the military, but perjury, that charge there should definitely stick.
Yeah, well, that might be the one with teeth, but then again, you know, maybe this might be the local district attorney and system in of itself looking to just get the story done and over with and cut a deal with the individual and then have them walk away. And they'll probably walk away with their full pension and everything that goes along with it. I mean, I look at that this too. I said, you know, how are you going to go about going after this? I don't know what the precedent is, but it would seem to me that this is a bit of a stretch.
Well, when he retired, and Scott Israel was the sheriff at the time he retired, we did not know that he was retained as a reserve deputy. He also was one of the instructors in the school resource program that taught the other deputies what it was they needed to know when it came to a live shooting incident. And, oh, by the way, there's a picture you'll see in the New York Times this morning. It's kind of an out-of-focus picture of him standing with a teacher beside him as he's going to the building where it was reported he stood and directed everybody to stay 500 feet away from the building. He had a radio that he was talking on, did not have his gun drawn while shots were being fired in the building.
Yeah, listen, Matt, I'm not going to even pretend to know what the proper protocol is or what these guys are supposed to do.
Well, I do, and that wasn't it. I do, and that was not it.
It, from the looks of things, you know, it doesn't look like it was he was doing what he was supposed to do. Whether or not that is, you know, he's got criminal liability for that, I don't know.
Yeah, the only...
He's not a member of the military.
No.
If he was a member of the military, you got to follow orders.
Oh, yeah.
Court-martial, but this is, you're not.
And the basic SOPs down there in Broward were the words, may go in, not shall go in, to confront the alleged shooter. May go in, not shall. I think that's being changed.
Mm-hmm. This whole thing is more for public consumption than anything else.
Correct. Now, I got to ask you, and folks, we are talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website is watchdogonwallstreet.com. I got to ask you about the rebound that the market made yesterday. I mean, it shot up, what, 500 points?
Yeah, close to that. I mean, like I said, I don't look, but I don't follow the day-to-day swings to that great of a degree. Market, I think, a little bit oversold as well on a lot of this news. It's hard for me to pay attention to a lot of the mainstream stuff out there. I mean, I was dismayed yesterday. I'm looking at various different sites. It's almost like you have to do your own. You have to see everything yourself and watch everything yourself. Even Fox News going saying, "Oh, Trump, blasting this one and blasting that one in press conference with Theresa May." I watched that press conference. He didn't blast anybody.
No.
He was very calm, cool, and collected. And that was Fox News. I mean, they're all looking to stir the pot all the time.
Uh-huh.
The reality is that, you know, there are a lot of people coming out after he talked about Mexico and how he's going to keep tariffs on until he was being calm. I mean, this is a negotiation right now. Mexico is now actually doing a couple things here and there. And people are seeing that they're doing some things. So then they're feeling that, gee whiz, maybe these tariffs won't go on.
Yep.
All said and done.
Yep.
So, I mean, you got to read the tea leaves. Boy, is that true today? You cannot look at what the mainstream media puts out. Not any of them. Not Fox, not CNN, not MSNBC, none of them. You've got to be able to read between the lines.
Now, Facebook and Twitter may be in trouble, along with some other social media websites. The FTC, though, the Federal Trade Commission right now, is taking solid aim at Facebook, because apparently there are a lot of complaints coming to them from their outside investors that 68%, and this is a report from Breitbart, 68% of the outside investors in Facebook want Mark Zuckerberg gone.
I don't know what that exact number is. If they want Mark Zuckerberg gone, there's ways of doing that, you know, via the proxy and voting.
Stockholders meeting, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's ways that they can go about doing that. That's up to them.
Okay, and obviously our economy continues to just trudge along here. Everybody's going, it's going to this, it's going to be. And we talked yesterday about the fact that it looks like as if the GDP has been upgraded now instead of downgraded the way it was for the second quarter. I'm not sure where we're at, because I haven't heard anything yet of you.
No, I haven't yet. We're seeing some slowdowns here and there. My thing is that I look at wages and I look at jobs growth more than I do anything else. I think it's most important. The people out there at work, people making more money, the economy will take care of itself. You know, focus on quarter to quarter to quarter. We got to get ourselves really back on solid ground. You're going to see really unbelievable growth if we can actually get some trade agreements done. But I don't care. I'll hold off and I'll accept lower economic growth until that is done. I think that's much more important than anything else.
By the way, the new census, which will be coming out, I believe, next year, the question is going to be in there, the long-expected question about whether or not you're a resident of the United States. That could hurt some states, couldn't it?
No doubt about it, regards to population and how many representatives they have.
All righty. I got to let you go, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat. All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And coming up, Colonel Jim Warshak. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.